Democrat Chrissy Houlihan will not run for Senate in Pennsylvania. By Jacob Bliss on June 8, 2021. Democrat Representative Chrissy Houlihan, PA, will not be running for the open U.S. Senate seat in Pennsylvania during the 2022 midterm elections. Instead, she will seek re-election for her House seat, according to a report. Houlihan first told the Philadelphia Inquirer she would not be running for the Senate. The Inquirer reported this removes a key Democratic figure from a critical Senate contest that could determine control of the chamber. Houlihan has reportedly been a prolific fundraiser over the years, as she comes from Pennsylvania's most populous region. Due to her fundraising capabilities, she was seen as a formidable potential contender for the Democrat primary. With Houlihan's announcement to not run for Senate, more attention is drawn to Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, as he has reportedly geared up for the Senate race. Last month, Breitbart News reported Lamb had allegedly been telling some of his donors to start contributing to the campaign as he will start to ramp up his fundraising and have a formal launch. After the March filing, Lamb had $1.1 million cash on hand as of his last filing, and Houlihan has over $3.5 million cash on hand, according to their reports with the Federal Election Commission, FEC. Houlihan told the Inquirer, "I have always challenged myself to try to find my highest best use in service." She continued, "I came to Washington to serve my community, Commonwealth, and country at what I believe to be an existential inflection point for our nation." Noting that, over the past few months, I have considered whether that highest best use should translate to a run for Senate. "I have decided that my purpose in service at this time remains as the Congresswoman for the great people of Pennsylvania's 6th Congressional District," she then added. Houlihan's and her House district have been a target for the Republicans to flip. The Republican campaign arm, the National Republican Congressional Committee, recently expanded its list of vulnerable Democrats to put on the list of offensive seats the committee is looking to flip red. The committee now has 57 Democrats on the list. The Democrat is facing her own challenges being targeted, and her state is also facing redistricting to possibly create a more competitive congressional district. In light of this, she told the Inquirer, "As we look towards redistricting in the 2022 races, it is crucial not only that Democrats retain control of the House but that we also succeed in expanding our majority in the Senate." She added, "I will do everything I can to make sure Pennsylvania proudly sends two Democrats to the Senate."